USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Russia's unprovoked war on Ukraine continues, Secretary of State Antony Blinken testified before the House Foreign Affairs Committee on Thursday to talk about the strategy for the United States in Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Florida Republican Congressman Brian Mast was part of that hearing, and he explains to Fox News what he believes the United States should make clear to Russian President Vladimir Putin.
We do let him know that we think he should be out of power, that there should be war crime tribunals, that there should be perhaps, demilitarized zones along Ukrainian borders or other places.
The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index for April jumped nearly 10% from March. The survey noted expectations of lower gas prices and an improving outlook for personal finances in the year ahead. USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Chappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
A highly contagious strain of bird flu has now been found in a human.
A man in Colorado is the first human case of bird flu in the nation. He's an inmate who was exposed to infected poultry while working on a farm as part of a correction employment program. He had some symptoms for a few days but has since recovered. The Center for Disease Control says people who work with birds on their farms or in their backyards are at high risk of getting sick, as the outbreak has now spread to at least 29 states since February. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A 700-foot cargo hauler is stuck in a body of water northwest of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The Coast Guard saying the K.E. Barker got stuck on a sandbar in the Muskegon Channel Friday morning. Crews with the Marine Safety Department of the Coast Guard are working to free the vessel, which is partially blocking the channel. There have been no estimates as far as how long it will take the crew to get the job done. USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas spoke to lawmakers about the establishment of the department's Disinformation Governance Board during his testimony before a House Appropriations Subcommittee Wednesday. California Republican Congressman Tom McClintock tells Fox News he's concerned about the information that could be limited by the board.
When you have a government institution telling you what you can and cannot say, you no longer have a functioning democracy, and that's where the left is taking us.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters on Thursday that the board will address misinformation on issues like COVID-19 and elections. Elon Musk is gearing up to buy Twitter by selling off a big chunk of his stock in Tesla. New SEC filings show Musk sold about $4 billion of Tesla shares this week after his acquisition of Twitter became public. Musk also confirming on Twitter no further sales of Tesla stock are in the works. Musk is planning to buy Twitter for about $44 billion. It's Independent Bookstore Day on Saturday. The American Booksellers Association describing it as a national one-day party celebrating independent bookstores across the country, online and in stores. Hundreds of bookstores are expected to participate. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.